Welcome, guys.
No, no, no.
No. Hey, Merry Christmas. Ha. मेरा टेड पर गया तेरी क्रिसमस नाल मेरा
टेड Holy shit. Dude, that was killer. Oh my god.
You challenge Dolly Mata.
You know why I couldn't keep a straight face? Okay, you know what, there's like, you know, like those black R&B singers,
yeah,
in the music videos, they're always, yeah, in a booth and they're fucking pouring their heart out. You were slapping on your stomach going, hey, you know? And then I saw your neck, like, you know when you sing and you're getting into it, your neck just jerks like you're sucking dick. Like your neck shit is just going,
oh, dude. You give in.
Oh my god, I couldn't stop laughing because you were getting into it. I stopped you though. If I didn't laugh, you would have gone into some heavy lyrics. I knew you were gonna say a lyric. Dude.
You know what you do? You have to put yourself in like a trance. And then that's
good. Yeah, we're hypnotizing ourselves, right?
Yeah. Or else, how else can you channel that?
That's basic shamanism we just did right now.
I think
now.
So too.
We're hypnosis. Yo, do you believe in hypnosis?
Yeah, I believe there's some sort of persuasion going on.
No, but like obviously, I would think like there's brainwashing that exists, like,
yeah,
with technology.
Dude.
But actual legit hypnosis, like hypnosis therapy, let's say.
I feel like some people are just fucking highly like suggestive as well. Like if you just tell them some shit, they go, what? And they just fall into it.
Yeah, I guess so too. I think hypnosis could be based on like a whole fucking thing of, I don't know. How would that work? How would hypnosis work? It's like, what is it called when it's like, placebo?
Placebo?
Is it a placebo?
No, I don't think so. What if some people just don't even have like a grip on reality that they can just let
slip like that?
Yeah.
Because I know, like with smoking, you can do hypnosis.
Like nicotine?
Or I guess weed? Like whatever. No. Like cigarettes, tobacco.
Okay, you mean like
So I guess it's the nicotine that you're addicted to, right?
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
So you're saying with hypnosis, they can not get knocked out of it?
I don't know if some people have or not, but I know it exists. Like I know that you can do hypnosis and then do that. Yo, didn't Mike Tyson say he was doing hypnosis on himself? Dude. Didn't he say he was
hypnosis doing, on yourself?
Like, or he was going to somebody and getting hypnotized to fight or something. And that's what he was saying. His mind is like that. He did some weird shit. Do you remember this?
No, I don't
know. I listened to
this.
A fucking podcast. Hotboxing with Tyson. He said some shit like that. He said something fucking weird about like how either his parents or someone made him get hypnotized, or he was doing it himself. And it was for his performance. It was to make him aggressive.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I forgot what the fuck it was.
I'm trying to think of like how it can just be taken over, I guess. I just feel like some people are just highly suggestive to things. Maybe not weak-minded in a way where they don't have full control over the reality, maybe.
Yeah, but I don't think it's weak-minded. You're just not aware.
Yeah, your awareness
is
not
like, it's just, you're just not aware. You have to be aware.
Yeah. Autopilot shit.
So like if you're like a research, if you do like a lot of research and shit, like primatology, or you have to like focus on something and like focus on the smallest patterns and stuff.
Yeah.
You gotta be hyper aware. That's gotta be your whole life. Like you should be able to, even in the book that I was reading, the guy was saying that Franz De Waal, he was like saying, like he could fucking pick anything out and it affected him in his like at his house. Like he knew everything different that happened at his house, where his wife would change and shit. He just was like that.
Oh, okay.
It became
a
sixth sense.
Okay.
So because he had to be so aware of the surroundings when he was watching the fucking chimpanzee and the bonobos do their stuff.
Yeah.
If even like some weird shit happened, they were like hiding things or something, he would have to be hyper aware.
Yeah. Huh.
Dude, I wish I could do that, man. I would be so down. Okay, this is after reading that book or listening to that book.
You think it's like it's because we're susceptible of being, like going back onto autopilot?
What
so
do you mean?
Used
Sorry,
to like
say that again?
Like You know how you're saying like you're being so aware of shit? I feel like I always have times in my life where like I'm very, very, very aware of shit, where I can like tell whatever's going on. And then I feel like sometimes if I start like slipping, or maybe you get caught up in like
A task or something.
task or like a pattern of like doing like a habit, a
A
routine,
problem,
right? And you can slip into autopilot mode, right? So then you lose track of being fully aware because you're kind of just going because you know like kind of the shit that you're doing. You know what I mean? You can't end up breaking it up and whatnot.
No, I get what you mean. I would agree with
I
that.
feel like if I feel like we're all susceptible to I feel like we're all susceptible to it, but you can obviously get in and out of it.
Yeah, you get in and out. You get in and out 100%.
That's like eating right, exercising, and getting baked and shit. I feel like those are all good for you.
Getting baked and like what the I haven't ever done it though. I need to.
What?
Like over there in whatever when I was traveling, fucking they were saying that you're supposed to meditate on it.
Yeah.
But I talked to them and I asked them
you want to
what
you
meditation was. They're
yeah
like a gym could be
I
meditating
know
on it.
yeah so basically I was gonna tell you the one thing that I like to do if I want to like zone out like that. If you get really baked and I like foam roll and shit and like listen to an audiobook, it's kind of like stretching, that kind of stuff,
Yeah.
then I can be like that. I feel like that kind of
That's
stuff,
like meditative state,
yeah,
right?
meditative state, because you're not
But
thinking about
meditative
anything.
isn't like be,
Not because you're not thinking about anything.
It's I think you're just very I think it's med you're just present.
Yeah,
You're the
present.
most extreme amount of
Because
present.
there's a lot of people who can't like
Be
sit.
present.
Yeah, you know they can't like yeah that would that true too, but like they can't sit still. Like something has to always be going on, like to keep the voice in your head quiet almost. You know what I mean?
Or they're just normalized to that much interaction, brain
That's
engaging.
yeah,
Something's
that's true
just
too.
occupying it. They've never sat still.
Yeah. I feel like you need to be able to sit still.
It's powerful.
Even in like
It's like the
working.
lower frequency.
Yeah.
What do you call it? Lower frequency brainwaves or some shit? I don't know.
Low vibrations.
Yeah, basically, yo. Yo, but the No, there's definitely the benefit to both, I think, the higher frequency and the lower, but I think lower is needed much, much more now because it's almost like a lost art to be able to
Chill.
just chill,
Yeah.
just for chance.
Just for
Yeah,
chill.
what are you guys doing?
Chill.
Podcast? Why? Just for
Just for
chance.
chill type shit.
But yeah, imagine that.
Yeah, I feel like it's good to slow down. Then you fucking finally realize what the fuck is actually going on around you.
But what would your preferred one be, realistically? Like, realistically, imagine if none of this shit existed or whatever. Everyone would prefer to be low brain frequency. Everyone would prefer. But you know what I mean? But the higher level is promoted more.
And like keeping yourself like occupied
Don't,
in a
just to,
sense,
like,
or like,
fucking make money and all that shit.
yeah.
To be successful and stuff. But let's say if it was, like, it was different.
No, because we all get in that mentality of like, okay, work, 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 work,
But I'm
work.
saying the higher brain frequency is promoted more. Like it's needed more. It's a
Yeah,
necessity.
high
It's
performance.
like you get
You
a
need the
you
high performance like a
and the and
pickup
the
truck.
lower one is starting to get wiped out.
Yeah.
You
And
know what I
now, like,
mean?
sometimes, like, the low type trying to be cool now, too.
It's hard for them to be cool, bro. It's a fucking lost art, bro. They killed it.
Live slow, die fast type shit,
Yeah,
like that.
live fast, eat ass type shit, bro.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yo? You don't
I
ever.
living too fast, man. I fucking no, I had no idea my head was an ass,
Whoever
bro.
made that thing is great.
Yeah.
I'd be sweet if I get it on a truck.
The fast you that?
Yeah. If I just get it on the back of a truck. But you know how
Yeah.
people get that little fucking weird ass, like one in the pink,
Medallions
one
and
in the
shit.
one in the pink, two in the stink.
Okay. Lot lizards and shit,
Lot
yeah.
lizards and stuff.
Yeah.
Little weird ass little stickers. Those little stick families and shit.
You're giving it that stick family shit, you're
And
giving
then
it
you know what's so funny? People hate the stick family stuff, right? And then
Yeah.
there's people that go out of their way to get the ones where like the stick family are fucking dying and they're getting run over and shit. And it's like, what are you doing?
Wait, did those
Yeah,
exist?
like the counter stick figure family.
That's so weird.
Yeah, the ones that are there's like a rebellion against stick figure families on the back of like
I've
minivans and
never seen that
shit.
before, dude.
No, I've seen them. They think they're like all like I'm like, yo, that makes no fucking sense. That should like you hate that. I just hate them because they're
I don't
stickers. Like I don't care.
spread. That's just screaming. I don't spread semen.
But you know what? It's like that cool guy, the cool dad. He's driving like a fucking minivan or something, and he's got like this the stick figures getting run over by something.
Man, why are your car on top of me?
Yo, the best one I've seen is like, you know that one little one where it's that cartoon that pees on everything?
Yeah, Calvin and Hobbes.
Calvin and Hobbes. Yeah. That fucking, does he have blonde hair?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they've had the that, and then it's like someone, a Ford driving, and then it's like a Dodge Ram logo with that thing pissing on it.
Yeah. I'm
like, you're not cute, dude.
No.
Why did they do that?
I don't know, dude. That's like, I think that kind of stuff just indicates your IQ level, in a way.
It's like, you know what it is? Like, you know how, like, they're rooting for brands? Okay, this is what, yeah. Okay, check this out. It's pretty obvious, but I don't think you made this connection yet. You know football teams, you know how you root for football teams and shit? Yeah. There's fans for, like, vehicles, too. Branding.
Yeah.
And they hate the other brand.
Yeah.
That exists in the fucking... How do you get that?
It's the tribal stuff.
Wow.
Vehicles we all have, like, brands.
Vehicles have, like, an East Coast, West Coast rap battle going on.
Yeah.
Like, Biggie Smalls and Tupac shit.
Yeah.
They shit on other ones.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking hilarious, dude. And people actually will, like... I hear it at work. People start fucking yelling at the brands. I'm like, this is just a fucking vehicle, dude. Chill the fuck out, man. You don't need to get hurt. Like, you don't need to get offended right now.
Yeah.
Oh, they have that. I was like, what do you drive? I drive Ford. Ford. I'm like, dude, chill the fuck out, man. I'm just telling you. You ask me a question.
Yeah.
I'm gonna answer it, dude. I don't want to go into war with you, dude. Has that ever happened to you?
That's happened to me with my car, and dudes will just come up to me to start talking to me, and they just get horny.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, go talk to your girl or something, man. It's like, it's just weird. Because I'm like, I don't care that much. It's hard for me to care that much about, like, those kinds of things. As long as the car is, like,
It's good.
And, like, as long as it works, gets me to A to B fun way.
You basically, you know, like, oh, you shouldn't have bought a Ford, you shouldn't have bought this. They're basically calling you a dumbass. They're trying to call you a dumbass.
Yeah.
They're that mad. They're that mad, and they're upset at how you spent your money.
That's why I said low IQ.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
You know what I want to do?
What?
Does this exist? Are there, like, underground car meetups, like Fast and the Furious?
Yeah.
They exist here?
Yeah.
No, they don't.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Do they do, like, drag races and shit like that? No, they don't.
I don't know about type shit they do, but they do shit.
I want to go to one. I want to go to, like, an underground car show.
You should. What would you take?
I'm not bringing my vehicle in there. I want to see other ones. I'm not going
to
fucking...
How are you going to come to... You can't get in and you can't meet up
unless you have a whip. They don't have spectators?
No, you have to have... Everyone has the same whip.
Remember they used to do one at Tim Hortons?
Yeah.
I'd bring my fucking dad's piece of shit.
The Volkswagen kids do that shit.
Dude, that was hilarious. They used to do it 3-4 times. They'd all be looking at the hoods and stuff. Mm. And it's like all a bunch of Hondas parked in front of Tim Hortons.
I remember coming with you once.
Yeah, we pulled the fucking... My dad's a 1991 Corsica.
Yeah.
Fucking blue Lambo. Paint chipped off. That thing, yeah. You didn't even need a fucking key to start it.
Yeah.
Didn't need a key. It was fully automated. It was, dude, that was fucking sick. I'd pop the hood.
Yeah.
Pop the hood in the parking lot. All these guys would be looking at me. Fuck you guys. I'll whoop your ass, man. This thing's fucking... This is beauty. Yeah, that thing was 91. That was the same year as me.
Yeah. That's you. That's you as well.
Did I tell you I drove that car when I was a kid? I did a donut in our front lawn.
No, you didn't.
And the one time I drove it two times and I damaged it twice. They put it on the grass to get it washed or something. I don't know what the fuck happened. It was on the grass.
Yeah.
And I was a little kid. I put the key in the fucking ignition or something. And I put it in neutral and the car started rolling. And somehow someone stopped it. Or else I was going to end up on the fucking road. And then the second time
what was... What do you mean someone stopped?
I don't know what the fuck happened. But dude, two times, these motherfuckers, you think they would learn the first time.
Yeah.
It happened two times. They left me alone in a car. Something happened. I don't know what the fuck happened. I hopped in the car and I started playing around.
Why?
I don't know. And I fucking started... I remember I made the car roll onto the fucking grass and it did our donut. It did our donut and somehow it stopped. Lucky that was nothing.
One time
I tried... When I was a kid, I tried backing my car out of the driveway.
Yeah.
I don't know how... I was like a baby, dude. I fucking smoked the driveway.
What else are you gonna get?
That's fucked.
You just go? When no one's watching?
Dude, I just remember that. That shit was crazy. Did you ever try driving a vehicle when you were a kid?
No.
Were you a little bitch?
No.
Yo, were you a little bitch?
I only drove the scooter.
Yo, you never fucked around as a kid, right? That's why you're boring?
I never, dude, no cars would ever be at home, huh?
You never, what's the most fucked up shit you've done as a kid?
Shit in my pants on the way to the gym.
Really? No, as a kid. That's too, you're too old.
Let's see. I don't even know, man. I don't like thinking.
Like, what's, you can't remember top of your head the most fucked up shit. I think it was you getting caught with porn.
Oh, when I had a VHS in my backpack.
You had a porn video
in your backpack. Dude, I was like in grade like 4. The neighbor gave me the tape. He's like, yo, have this stuff. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, it's my grandpa's and my uncle's VHS.
How old is your neighbor?
We were both in grade 4.
So he gave you his grandpa's VHS yeah. porn set?
Yeah. And then at first I had no idea what they were. And then I watched them and I was like, okay. And then I just threw it in my backpack. I was like, I don't know where to put this. I was too stupid to throw it away.
You and JT watched it together. You guys watched porn together, right?
No, man. I watched it with that guy's grandpa.
Did you really?
No.
You fucking guy, but I believe.
Yeah, that guy, the guy that gave it to us, he was giving away shit all the time.
Like pre-porn? Like,
and you stuff? Know, he was giving away, like, one day he bought everyone, like, fucking, like, chocolate bars. Then he upgraded to, and he bought everyone fucking hockey sticks.
Why? Was that loaded?
I don't know. He was just buying people's shit. I have no idea why
this kid in fourth grade was doing this.
He was just buying people's shit. He probably just taking money from someone. He was just buying people's shit. Bought hockey sticks. And the last thing he got me was a fucking porn VHS.
That's the best gift. That's the gift that keeps up.
I have no idea why. I had that VHS literally sitting in my bag for like 2 years.
Yo, how did you get caught again? They just opened it up.
They're just like, what the fuck? There's a VHS in here.
And then they played it on TV?
I wasn't there.
They must have played it on TV.
Obviously.
Or did it come in like, were there naked chicks on the cover?
Dude, it's just a VHS.
It was just a VHS. Just so they VHS. Had to play it.
They had to play it.
They're so like, they played the porn.
They're like, what the fuck's this shit?
Who found it?
They all did. I remember JT telling me was, he's like, yo, man, he's like, JT was in probably like grade 7. He's like, yo, I would have rather gotten my ass kicked than have that talk.
Yo, yeah, because you were telling me they weren't mad.
They were mad.
They didn't know what to say.
They didn't know what to say. Obviously, you find your kid with porn, you're going to go, what else are you going to say? He's like, yo. Dude. This shit. It's so fucking funny.
The whole story is so perfect because the way you got the porn video at the beginning.
That guy was just giving shit. Fucking candies, fucking hockey sticks.
Were you pretty pumped to get that video though?
I didn't even know what I was getting myself into.
You didn't know what the video was?
I was and a just played it. I didn't know what I was getting into.
No, but you didn't even know what the video was. You
That's just where the shackle begins.
That was fucking hilarious. Yeah.
But if you think like that stuff's fucked up, all kids have porn. Everyone has their phones.
Yeah, I know.
Like porn.
I had to teach a 60-year-old brown uncle how to look up porn.
That's fucked.
Dude, when I was,
you can Google anything you want. Obviously, kids have like little kids will Google up that kind of shit. Anyone will Google.
Yeah, I'm going to. You don't even need to. You just watch a music video.
Yeah, right.
You watch a music video, dude. That's enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just everyone's fucking naked. You can go anywhere and someone's naked.
Yeah, I don't know. They like this. That's what they sell.
That's true. That's a very powerful thing, especially for men.
It's for everyone, dude.
That's like crazy.
Yeah, because that's the thing that's being.
It's so weird, most. Like how, like even with cars, you put a like hot chick in front.
Like the thing is, like sex and all that, like and anything sexual is like so. I guess it's like so in your face and shit, and everything you see, like movies, media, music, fucking anything, right? But then when it comes to like people talking about it, it's so like taboo. Like some people feel like it's like a taboo subject. That's a gay word too.
Yeah, I agree with you. Why is that?
I don't know. No, it's like a more proper way of saying it is like people still get uncomfortable with it, but like they're selling it or like we're like so exposed to it. It's like, why is it so like closed off, I guess? Because you go to other parts of the world, it's not like that. People are more open, I guess, in different areas.
That's true. We're just really nerfed here, right? That's
nerfed. What you're saying? Yeah, we get nerfed here.
100%. 100% agree with you. Even with the alcohol. Europe or something? Yeah. So you drink like, what is it, 14? Whatever. You can have fucking wine with your family, whatever. That's normal.
Yeah.
That's not even considered alcohol.
Do you think, like, shit is, like, quote-unquote illegal? Is that's why, like, people start using it more? Because it's like, oh, it's saying you can't?
I think so.
Oh, you can't have this until you're this. You can't have
yeah,
this
but the thing this. Is, though, like, when you're a kid, look at you. For me, man, I always used to do the stuff that I couldn't.
Same. Yeah?
So I could. Like, I'd just be, like, I don't know. I always had this thing, like, I want to just give everyone a big fuck you. No, it's everything. Also, all the rules, big fuck you.
And it's also my question I always ask. People get so annoyed because I used to always just say why. They'll say a question, I would say why. And then they'd give me the answer. And then I would always just say why again.
And they get annoyed at
you? They get annoyed. But I'm actually, like, inquiring.
Why do you need it to be broken down so much?
Because because I wasn't aligning with what they were thinking. So, but I was like, explain
it out. So you're still trying to figure out the logic.
Yeah. So it wasn't in, like, a mean way. I was doing it. I was just like, okay, but what else? Why?
I would get annoyed at that. Yeah. I'll tell you. I would think you would
shut up, you little twerp.
I'll tell you, shut the fuck up right away.
Get back in there. Get back in your hole.
You know what I'm thinking about right now?
What?
You know when we were burning outside, we were talking about that truckers and the uncles? Adopt an uncle?
Yeah, and they ride with you, right? Or ride along.
Because it makes perfect sense.
For conversation, right?
We have a business venture.
Yeah.
And it's truckers and any truckers and, like, brown uncles. Or any uncles, actually.
Yeah.
But probably brown uncles would do it. You go up, you call a fucking agency. An agency will match a trucker with a brown uncle that wants to just chill out.
Yeah, you give them the stuff that you would want in your uncle. You give them the facts. You'd be like, I want this.
So, like, each day you're going to work, you get to interview someone. Because what are those, not even uncles, but just older people in general. What the fuck are you going to do? You're just gonna chill out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hop in with the trucker or something. Just go talk to him for a day. I'd be down to have fucking just people tell me their live stories. That's like a podcast.
Yeah.
It's a fucking podcast. They're going to love it too. They get to fucking talk to someone.
Yeah.
They get to meet someone new. They get to see some new shit. And then it's fucking dope for me because I get company. Like, I'm just like listening to this guy's life stories. Someone's like a war vet or something.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
Do it. I ain't got shit with you all day.
I'd be down to get one of those grumpy uncles, too.
You can ask for it. That's what you request.
I can request, like, it's like his fucking Tinder app, right?
Ruthless, but will make me cry. That's, like, the stat. Ruthless, but won't make me cry.
Yo, what does it mean when someone says you're an old soul? What does that mean?
Like, you're
to somebody who's younger. That means, like, they're
mature, right? Wise and shit, mature and type shit. Like, you like fucking that old type shit.
I read this fucking thing.
Smoky behavior.
No, they were just saying, like, oh, that just means you have low serotonin levels.
I don't even know what serotonin does. Is that promote, like, happiness, mood balance?
You haven't hung around with me in a while?
Huh?
You haven't hung around with me in a while?
Eh? My eyes are going in the middle.
What do you mean in the middle, yo? Stop fucking around. Yo, should we do another belly song?
Not with you.
Why?
I'll lead
with the slaps. Let me build a beat because I got more bass.
I got treble. Let's go.
What? Should I do it? Okay, no. Hold on. Now I'll start singing now. My name's Nick. I'm a little.
Yo, man, yo, what the fuck?
Go! What do you do? It sounds like you're beating off, dude. That's what it's gonna do. You re listen to this whole thing.
Hanging low.
Yo, what do these guys do? Yo, they get big.
My time I hang low.
Let's do a real song. Let's get a bass. We have that one guy that wants to be a DJ anyways.
Yeah.
We can make a real song.
We need bass.
We need a song.
We need bass.
No, he can make a proper one. I think these guys want
a song.
Let's
make it this weekend then.
Lyrics are going to be hard.
Yeah.
Do you think you can do it? I can't.
Yeah, I gotta do it. I'll write it. I gotta write it. I gotta think about
it. I might have to write it too.
You have to think about it and write it down. There's the only way.
It's gotta be sophisticated. I don't want like a cheap ass rap song.
No, you don't want cheap.
I don't
want
to be like, oh. Like rag cat.
Bottles on my chicken, my kitchen cabinet. Nuggets and fries. Look in your thighs. That kind of shit. You don't want that cheap shit.
What do you say? Nuggets and fries. Look at her thighs. Yeah. You're saying, yo, that's pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Thanks.
You're
man.
Suggesting she's thick, right? Yeah. You pick a painting. You painted an image. That line actually painted an image in my mind. I'm picturing a thick girl. That's what you're going for?
Yeah, just say that kind of shit. I want mayo with your ketchup.
Fuck. What do you say? Go more. Now.
What do you mean go
now.
More?
Now. Now I want more.
You need a dog.
I want more.
You need
go. A... I'm gonna make the bait. I'm gonna make the beat.
I'm gonna make the bait.
Go more, dude.
Go more.
Do more. I command you. Do more.
Can I comply? I'm trying to breathe, man.
Yo, are you going to do a song or not?
Let me breathe, man.
How long is that going to take you?
I don't know yet.
You hurry up, man. I've got all day. What do you think about? I'll give you a topic. Okay, talk about.
Yeah, fast food and girls is good.
Fast food and girls. Go.
I'm going to do the beat. You're going to go.
No, yeah. I'm not going to go.
Yeah.
No, I'm not playing that game.
I'm ready.
I was born ready for the beat.
I got the beat.
I can't see any lyrics. I can't rhyme.
Why not?
I just can't. I've tried so many times. I can't write them down, but I can't say it off the door.
Fine, let's help you make a line.
What are you going to say?
Okay, what's your favorite thing to eat at McDonald's?
Like, favorite or, like, what I... Favorite would be, like, the what I usually would get if I walked in, right?
Yeah.
Like, my go-to?
Yeah.
Because I don't think I have a favorite. I don't like eating there. McChicken.
Baby chicken dinner for two.
No. McChicken.
McChicken?
Yeah. Now what?
Okay, now what's your favorite part of it?
What the fuck? What the fuck type of rap line are you trying to get out of this?
Don't worry, this is going to be the best time.
Holy shit, man.
The best time. How do you think... chicken and fries look at your thighs? Like...
Okay.
Where do you think that comes from? You
okay, so big chicken. I like the chicken.
Your chicken, get a licking.
What? You fucking suck, dude.
You suck.
That was like a brain fart.
What else is going on here?
You made that up
I
on
think,
the spot.
I honestly think I lost a chromosome. The last time I'm going to talk to you.
What are you trying to say?
Trying to see something's happening. Fuck. I actually think my brain cells went down.
Why? You should go out.
The last 25 minutes.
Why do you talk so much shit?
I don't know, man.
So I... What?
My lips are feeling like yours right now.
I know, and I ran out of water too. I ran out of water.
Let me refill
it? I don't want to drink out of yours. I don't want to get fucking bitch.
You say your serotonin levels are going
to
drop.
No, I don't want to get weak. I don't want to get that.
You don't want to lose weight.
What? You calling me fat? You fucking take the cheap shot? Dude, I shouldn't have had all those Christmas candies. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
Let's go for a run right now.
Let's go.
If I were to go for a run right now, would you go? Or would you be a little bitch?
Let's just go, man. Let's just go run. Let's just go run, dude. I need it too. I got water retention.
I've got bloat too. I'm a water bed.
What?
Have you ever been on a waterbed?
No.
You never been? You're
no,
bitch.
No, I have.
You're a bitch.
No, I have.
You've never been on a waterbed?
I've been on it feels like you're swimming.
Did you ever go to sleep on a waterbed?
No, I didn't want to.
Waterbed is fucking
stupid.
If you don't sleep in the center,
yeah,
and you sleep on the sides, you fall into the dip onto the fucking side.
Why did it? What's the benefit?
I don't know, but my brother had one for a bit.
Why?
I don't know, and I think it popped.
No shit's gonna pop. Oh, for some reason, as a kid, I always thought there was fish and shit in it.
Yo, I bet. Yeah, two people in my family have had water beds, actually.
And they both broke the bed?
No, I don't know if they broke or something. I don't know. We just stopped using them after. But good. How bad is that for your spine? Is that bad for your spine?
I don't know.
Depends on the water. Dude, what if you were seasick and you slept on a water bed? You'd fucking throw up.
That's why I couldn't sleep on it. I felt seasick.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
You're just a little bitch. Fuck, you're probably scared. I used to get scared.
Drowning in the bed?
Yeah, I would get scared like that. I'd get 100%
okay,
get
you're
scared.
You're the guy that fucking run into the washroom when you watch scary movies and shit.
Yeah. Dude, when I used to run to the washroom and watch a scary movie, I couldn't pee by myself. Me and my brothers had to pee together. We all pulled it down and then... What? Yo, you check this out. Like, we would all piss at the same time too, right? But we'd make sure the lights were turned off.
Ritual shit, dude.
And then we would try not looking down. And sometimes we'd like be pissing on each other's hands.
What are you trying not looking down?
Because you know what it is? The person who approaches the toilet bowl at the proper, the proper spot, he gets the full length.
So he
can freeball. He doesn't need eyes to piss in the toilet bowl because you got judgment. It's the guys that are pissing on the left and the right.
And there's no
room
to stand back.
You got short distance.
There's no room to stand back.
Yeah, so there's crossfire between the guys that are pissing across you from each other. Like, we got piss on each other's hands.
Yeah, I feel like you're the guy that used to piss in the tub, dude. That's fucking nasty.
Yeah, I did.
That's fucking gross, man.
I did. I remember one time I pissed on the side of the house. Yo, I pissed on the side of the house and the neighbors saw me and they told my dad. My dad beat the shit out of me.
Why, because you're pissing on the house?
Yeah. And he
said you put magic on the house.
And then, like a year or two later, I find out my dad used to take a shit in a farm.
What do you mean?
In India.
Maybe because you're like, pissing on the actual house.
No, I was pissing on my house.
Like, on the house?
Yeah, like, well, on the ground there, on the grass.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, on the house, like, literally.
Well, it would have hit the house, too. I pissed in a little corner of the house.
He probably, like,
I was a little kid, and the neighbors fucking saw. I was an idiot, because if you turn back, the dining room table was there. Or whatever, the family room was there. And then fucking, yeah. Like, I'm gonna ask her.
And why are they telling your parents?
I don't know. They're probably going, your kid's fucking running around the property with his dick out. Stop him. Dude, yeah. I didn't like putting clothes on when I was a kid.
I would
play in my diaper. I fucking hate where I like to be naked all the time. I always like to be naked all the time.
I think that's DNA stuff.
At a reception party, I ran around naked. There's a video of me. I've done a bunch of shit naked, dude.
You're like, why is everyone getting wild, right? And you're like, not this wild.
Yeah, I wasn't even, I was sober. I was like fucking 7 years old. I took all my clothes off, started running around. They're trying to chase me. And like half of the reception party is just them trying to catch me. I'm running around naked.
Because they got too wild up and then you got a little extra wild up, right?
That's what they do. Like, they all bring it up. They all bring it up too, still to this day.
That means you were at a real party that day.
And then that's how I knew. I was like, dude, I watched it and I'm like, yo.
You brought the
heat.
I
was that fucked up at that age, dude. I was that wild that age. What the fuck do you expect? It's not going to get any better.
It's fun. You're having fun, right?
I was just getting naked. I was a nudist.
Yeah.
And this fucking society converted me.
It made you grow all that hair.
Yeah, it made me grow all this fucking hair. When I was a kid, I had a blue butt.
What do you mean, blue
butt? I had a blue butt.
You're like Lion King, baby.
Yeah, I had an actual blue butt. Do you know what that is?
No.
I think it's like people with like our skin color or something. Like babies can get bruises or something that stay with them for a while.
Yeah.
One of my ass cheeks was blue.
Why?
I don't know. I just got it there when I was a kid. And my whole family used to call me blue butt. And then when we watched Lion King, they made that fucking joke.
What would they call you? The Mombasa?
Yo, that was hilarious, dude.
They call him the monkey.
Yeah, they call
What's his name?
Mufasa.
Mufasa?
Does he have the red ass or does he have a blue one? Yeah. Why are you looking at a monkey's ass, you pervert?
I'm a kid, dude.
I'm a kid, dude. Yeah. And did you know, you've never seen that?
No, I've seen it.
You get like a weird birth,
no.
Like a brown
I haven't seen that. I thought you were talking about the movie.
You never seen the movie?
No, I've seen the movie.
But you've never seen this blue patch?
No. Yeah. Your ass was blue.
Yeah, my ass was blue.
Blue's blue.
Like a little patch. I mean, one of my brothers had it on their calf, and another one had it on his back or something.
What does that mean?
It just goes away. I don't know what the hell it is. It's like a normal thing that happens
to me. I think that's like magic type shit.
Yeah, that's when I knew, right? The mushrooms were going to find me, bro.
Yeah.
That's when I knew I was one of God's kids.
One of God's kids. Alright, guys. I'm going to go to sleep now.
No, we're going to watch Witcher.
Yeah. But I'm going to go to sleep first. Alright, guys. Merry Christmas. I'm going to fall asleep right now because something's kicking in.